The kingdom of heaven on earth. Shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people? Daniel 2, verse 44. Tablet 1. The five classes after the flood of Noah. After the flood of Noah, humans were divided into five different types. Read Genesis in the holiest book, chapters 9 to 11. They are symbolized by the three sons of Noah, Ham, Shephet, and Shem. Ham is the symbol of the father of those who have characteristics of laborers, shudras, symbolized by Canaan, and also those with characteristics of warriors or courageous ones, Katrias, symbolized by Nimrod. Japhet is the symbol for those who have intellectual, Vipra, and business, Vaishan, abilities. Shem is the symbol of those with true spiritual characteristics, Brahmins, or great seers. That is why Abraham, came from this generation. Each of these types have special characteristics which distinguish them from others. Their characteristics in brief are explained below. Shudras. They are mainly interested in day-to-day life activities. They strive to satisfy their basic physiological and safety needs. Their interests usually remain on this level. As long as these basic needs are met, they have no further ambitions. They form the labor force in society. Katriyas. They struggle to conquer their environment by physical might. Their main objective is to overcome their enemies and obstacles through their strength. They are courageous and protective toward the weak, especially of their subjects. They respect honor, discipline, and strength. They are pioneers, conquerors, emperors of the past, the chiefs of the tribes, and the firefighters, and are involved in any other areas that need leadership. Vipras. They try to understand the laws governing the society and manifested universe through their intellect. Their struggle is more inside rather than outside themselves. Through this inside struggle, they create strong minds and penetrate the realities of the external world. They are responsible for discoveries which help human civilization advance, physically and mentally, and also for much of its degeneration and spiritual superstitions. Vaishyas. They can best be described as intellectuals who direct their intellect toward economic developments. They are the businessmen. They are merely interested in accumulation of physical wealth, and then use this wealth for control and distribution of the resources. Brahmins. They are the ones who are mostly interested in understanding the laws of the spirit behind all things, the dharmas. They try to understand the relationships between the individual and universe, God and man, and the laws governing these relationships. Each individual might have more than one characteristic of each class. That is, an intellectual person might also have Kshatriyan qualities, or a Brahmin can have Vipran and Shudran qualities. Therefore, there is no clear definite border between the different classes. However, usually a dominating characteristic of one of the classes is present, which the man identifies himself with most. That dominating characteristic represents the class to which that person belongs. Also, it is possible to create qualities of one class if a person desires to do so. However, it is very difficult if that is not the person's basic character. It is easier to do if the environment supports such a change, and in that case, a person can adopt the new character with some effort. Apparently, the era of Shudras started a long time before the flood of Noah. It began from the time man was sent out from the Garden of Eden to till the ground, Genesis 3:23. This era, which was a long time ago, was to end after the flood of Noah, as his father, Lamech, foretold, and he, Lamech, called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands." Genesis 5:29. It was after the flood of Noah that the domination of the Catrian class, kings, as understood by humanity after the flood, started. This is symbolized by the appearance of Nimrod, who began to be a mighty one in the earth, Genesis 10:8. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, Genesis 10:9. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Genesis 10:10. Therefore, Nimrod was the first Catria, who became a great king with a kingdom. This happened after the flood of Noah, and he was from the generation of Ham. This Catrian era continued all through the Old Testament, until the time of King Nebuchadnezzar of the Chaldean Empire. It was after this king that the qualities and characteristics of the Catrias started to decline. The decline of this era and the coming of the era of intellectuals is demonstrated through the dreams and visions in the Book of Daniel. For more detail, read Commentaries on Prophecies in Daniel, Period of Intellectual Domination. In the Book of Daniel, it is predicted that four kingdoms will arise, one after another, which will successively decline in fine qualities. The fourth kingdom is symbolized as iron, as compared to gold for the first. And from this kingdom, a little horn will appear, which will gain domination over all things. As it was described in the commentaries on Daniel, the Catrian era declined steadily after King Nebuchadnezzar, and intellectual domination increased until the end of the Grecian Empire, during the Roman Empire, and even later, until it reached its maturity and zenith with the Renaissance. Then, with the Industrial Revolution, the period of domination of the Vaishyas started and continues to the present age. Also, if we accept Vaishyas as intellectuals, then the era of intellectuals started during the Grecian Empire, with great philosophers such as Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, and has continued until today. The true Brahmins never gained any dominating positions in society because they never were interested in things of this world. However, the intellectual spiritualists, those who intellectualized the religions and scriptures and created binding doctrines to exploit the masses, gained a great control over people. These intellectual spiritualists can also be viewed as part of the intellectual era. The very loud example of this is the influence of the Roman Catholic Church in medieval times in Europe,